I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Members from the United Nations Security Council are visiting the Sahel this weekend to push for stability. Violent attacks increased eightfold in the region between 2015 and 2020. Tribal tensions, fewer natural resources, and rising extremism created a perfect storm of instability. Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants are behind the Sahel's latest surge in violence. Voice of the Martyrs Canada CEO Philippe Robel tells us,
"There's a lot of unrest already in the region. And so Islamists come in and they use that to push their brand of Islam, their extreme form of Islam. They will target then other Muslim groups or minorities that are not following their brand of Islam. But as they gain more influence in the area, we certainly will see more attacks on Christians and churches."
Ask God to protect his followers in the Sahel and pray that many would choose to stay in the region. And Global Disciples has seen an amazing work of God's Spirit in Ethiopia and many other countries around the world. CEO Galen Burkholder developed a cross-cultural discipleship training program with Brother Tephora, an Ethiopian-born Christian leader. They answer the question, why don't we often see these kinds of results in North America? It all boils down to a close relationship to Jesus and living as he lived. Tephora describes recent discipleship work in Ethiopia.
"We prayed with them, we fast with them, and we slept with them when they tried to put us in some place as a teacher, as an instructor. We said, no, we are the same with you. Let's sit together, eat together, talk together, laugh together, have fun together. It is life on life. That is really the key point."
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.